interesting as to just how could this be. I mean, how is it that there are so many different people that have so many different perspectives on things? And it's like this group over here professes that they're right with God and they understand the scriptures to mean something this way. And there's another group over here that thinks they're right with God and they understand the scriptures, the same scriptures, to mean something totally in a different way. And, you know, who's to know what's right? You know, what's really God? How do we know? Well, one scripture that came to mind is where it says that Paul, writing to the Corinthians, he says that, you know, man, he hasn't been able to comprehend the things that God has prepared for them that love him. His eye has not seen, his ear has not heard, it's not even entered into his heart the things that God really worry. It does tell us what we've all experienced, that maybe we haven't been able to grasp God, his plan, how we fit into it, what God has for us, if he really loves us, all those questions we've been hearing about. And yet, Paul was right on to say, yeah, that's the way it's been. We haven't been able to comprehend. But then he says, but God has revealed them Amen. Unto us by his Spirit. Because it's his Spirit that can search all things, even the deep things that God has.
Amen.
So here it shows us, Paul's saying, yes, we've all been in this situation where we haven't understood, we haven't been able to comprehend, but then, thank you God, God revealed to us by his Spirit that he gave us some answers to those things. He's led us to an understanding of those things and given us answers, which is why Jesus said, ask, and it'll be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, the door will be open unto you. He was saying, ask your questions. Ask God for the things you need. Keep seeking, keep searching for more, because God will reveal those things to you. It was said a moment ago that part of the way that, one of the ways anyway, that God reveals his deeper spirit, his understanding, is by the angels ministering to people's minds. That's what the scriptures say. The scriptures say, well, let's look at Jesus. It says that the angels came and ministered unto him.
Amen.
Jesus at this time had been battling with the devil, and the devil was trying to interject thoughts into his mind, and Jesus would say, no, I'm not going to believe it. I'm not going to listen to this. It is written, God says this. And he would quote a scripture, and he'd think on that word of God, and he would do the devil in with those thoughts. The devil would give him a thought, and then he'd have a thought from God in his mind working, and he would use that to counteract the evil thought with. And he used the word of God, and it says that the devil had to leave him because he couldn't find any place in Jesus. He couldn't get anything in his mind, so the devil left him. But it said the holy angels came and ministered to Jesus. It was right after this that Jesus returned into this particular town, and the power of the Spirit. He had the Spirit of God upon him, and he said, the Spirit of God is upon me. He's anointed me to come and preach these words to you and do these works of God. So God's Spirit was ministered to his mind, and he went out and he spoke words, and he began doing things, miracles and things of God, because the angels were ministering to his mind. It's not a new concept. The scriptures say, ask and it will be given you, seek and you'll find. How does God do that? It's not that he alone himself individually gives to billions of people. He would be a pretty busy guy if he had to answer everybody in that way that he himself had to go do and give to each person. But he has angels. And it says, are they not all ministering spirits that are sent forth to minister? So that's what his angels do. His celestial angels, they're spirit creatures. God sends them on missions. He sends them with words and spirit to put it in our mind when we're in need. So if we need some deeper spirit from God, God can reveal things to us. If we pray to God with the right spirit, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man will avail much. God will send an angel. Could be an angel in the other dimension that he sends to our mind to give us more understanding or peace or love. Or it could be a human being that he's already sent an angel to that has that in their mind. And they've got the answer, and we speak to them, and they give us an answer. And whether that's that angel putting a thought in our mind, or whether somebody else, if they put a thought in their mind and they speak it out to us, we get the answers.
Amen.
And that's where the gifts of teaching and preaching and all these different voice gifts and gifts of the Spirit come into operation that the scriptures talk about, is because those gifts all minister things to us to supply our needs. So back to this idea in Corinthians where it says that we've all been there and not been able to have our answers to the questions we've had. We haven't been able to comprehend things of God. And then he said, but God has revealed them unto us. So we're no longer in that boat where God is a mystery to us. We know because God has sent some deeper spirit to our mind, ministered to us some answers, and we're starting to understand how we fit into God's plan and how God's going to clean up the world and all the mysteries of God, things that we may have wondered about and questioned. Paul was saying God's revealing those things to us now at this time, and we're understanding these things, and we're here to speak boldly to make these mysteries known to you. So that's what God wants of us. He wants us to keep asking our questions. He'll send angels to us to minister. He'll send people to us to speak words, have the gifts to speak and teach and preach, to give us answers, to supply our needs, so that those questions will be answered. And you know, as to why so many different people think they're right, and yet they all see things differently, the same scripture, they look at the same scripture differently, we can relate to that. And it's like, if I'm laying down on this floor and I look back here and I try to describe something to you, I'm going to describe it from the level at which I'm looking at it. Now, you, on the other hand, if you're standing up on a ladder and you're looking down at it, you're going to just describe that thing in a totally different way because you're seeing it from an angle and a perspective that I don't see it laying on this floor. I only see it just what I see flat straight ahead of me. Well, that's kind of the way it is with God. God says, my ways are higher than your ways. My thoughts are higher than your thoughts. Just as the heavens are higher than this earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. So we get the idea there that God sees things from a level and a perspective that we don't see.
Amen.
So God has some depths, or you want to call them heights. He has some levels, some deep ways of thinking and seeing things and the bigger picture of things that we don't always grasp or see. But God can reveal that picture to us. And the way he reveals it to us is by sending angels to minister thoughts to our mind. Thoughts, words, spirit, love, joy, peace, understanding, wisdom. He'll minister those kind of things to our mind to help us things will start to blossom open and help answer questions, and we can begin to see things in a way that we've never seen them before. And that's what God was doing at the time that he sent Jesus to this earth. And then Jesus sent those disciples out, the apostles, with the same depth of spirit and power for them to do the same works that he was doing. God was opening up this deeper spirit, revealing these deep things of God to people's minds so that Jesus could say to them, unto you it is given to know these mysteries of God. Not everybody knows it. Not everybody it's not given to them at this time for everybody all at once to understand what you understand. The thing is that right now you're the one that's called to get this. And you're getting it, and you're starting to understand it. So blessed are your eyes because they do see, and your ears because they do hear it. Not everybody is able to see it and hear it yet, but they will. And it didn't mean that Jesus was anything really, you know, special in terms of being a hot shot or better than anybody else because God chose to work through him. It didn't mean that the apostles were better than anybody else or hot shots because they were the first ones chosen to be prepared to do this work. Even if they thought they were hot shots sometimes, they were not. It was because God had a plan. And God had to start somewhere, and he started with some people, and he put some spirit in their mind, and he said to you, it's given to know these things. Not everybody, but for you right now, you've been given this information. And then he'd send them out and tell them to share this with other people. That's how it works. And we may find it odd, you know, how is it? I mean, really, I hear this message and I think, wow, I've never heard this anywhere else. How could it be that no one else has ever said these things to me or I've ever heard of these things anywhere else? And we think, how can this be? They asked the same questions back at that time. How could this be? But God was opening up something more,
Amen.
Something deeper.
Amen.
And he said, to you it is given. Why? God knows. He gave it to us. He knows why he's called us in, why he's revealed these things to us, but he's doing it. He's done it and he's doing it. He's still doing it. And now what he wants for us is the same thing that he wanted at that time for Jesus and then the disciples and then those they went out and talked to. It was to share with them so that they could in turn share with somebody else. And each time they went out and shared these things with somebody else and gave them these words with understanding, it would open up things to their mind. That's the way it works. It's not ever to be that there's a group that's a select group and only they are the select group that will ever get, you know, this hidden or secret knowledge. That's not the way it's supposed to be. It's hidden for a while until Someone asks the question, and someone answers the question, and now they've got it too.
Amen.
Just the same way with us. We didn't always have answers to certain questions, and we don't have all of our questions answered yet. But the ones we have, we've got it. And God, thank you, God, He's opened up these things and revealed these things to us. So Jesus said, you know, there are many wise men, many kings, many prophets that desire to see the things that you see and hear the things you're hearing, and it wasn't available to them. But that's when He went on to say, but blessed are your eyes because they do see.
Amen.
And your ears because they do hear. Be thankful, guys, that God has opened this up to you, and appreciate it, because now I want to send you out to preach this gospel to other people and open it up to them too. So when God gives it to us, as Jesus said, it's not to just, you don't light a candle and put it under a bushel or hide it under a bed. You take this light or this word of God and you turn around and share it with somebody else, and it can be opened up to them too. So if we've wondered why God's hidden things, or why people seem to be, why some people view it this way and some people view it that way, it's all a matter of perspective, but God, He's got the deeper perspective. He's got the deeper way.
Amen.
And He has a way of sending angels to reveal things to us. And you know what's amazing? Once He does it, it's like, well, it's so simple. I mean, why didn't I see that before? Or once we get it, then we may even have to struggle with the thoughts and say, well, why don't they get it? They just don't get it out there, do they? They don't get that. That person over there just doesn't get it. Well, we didn't always get it either, but now that we've got it, maybe we can share it with them. And if it's the right spirit, maybe they can get it too. And then they can share it with somebody else. Maybe they'll get it too. Kind of, there's just a couple of scriptures in Proverbs that kind of say that. It says, these words of wisdom, you know, they're really deep, but it says these words of wisdom, they're plain and they're simple. To him that understands. It's qualified. To him that understands. Now, that's
Amen.
A big thing.
Amen.
If you understand it, it's easy. It's simple. When you understand it. If I don't understand it, it's not simple to me. But once God opens up the understanding, it's so simple, you think, gee whiz, I didn't get that before. How come I didn't see that? It takes God opening it up. It takes God revealing the things. And as we heard, all these scriptures of God, they are given by inspiration of God. And there is no scripture that can be interpreted by just someone's perspective or what I think it means to me and somebody else what they think it means to them. And there's no person, no man laying on the floor, so to speak, in that depth of spirit that has the perspective that God has that can see things and be able to say this is what it means. Only God can really give the true perspective on what it means. And so only He can do it. The scriptures are written in sort of a coded language, and it takes God revealing the keys to that code for it to make sense consistently. And He's done it.
Amen.
Thank you, God. He's done that. He sent His angels. He's opened up those key scriptures. They've been there in the Bible all along, but they're just available to us at our fingertips as we thumb through and study those books. God's laid it in our minds. He's put it on sheets of paper. We've got it on sheets of paper now. We can sit down with the teacher. They can speak those words with the little key scriptures that unlock the meaning of things and just plant it right in our mind. And we go, wow, that's so simple. It wasn't always simple, but wow, now it is simple because He sent angels to minister deeper spirit and open it up to us. Really neat.
Amen.